Welcome to the Backyard Astronomer Podcast, where we talk astronomy, space, and science. Brought to you by Manzanita Insurance and Accounting, I am Adam England, the Backyard Astronomer. The late 18th century was a golden age of astronomical discoveries. After Galileo famously pointed his early invention at the heavens in 1609, Dutch glassmakers spent decades perfecting the lens technology that allowed for larger telescopes and more precise visual observations. Every reigning monarch in Europe just had to have the latest and greatest telescopes, observatories, and professional astronomers at their personal disposal, and all of these eyes on the sky began to record diverse celestial phenomena. Astronomers the world over spent night after night gazing at the heavens and journalizing their observations in both the written word and sketches. With no astronomy buds group texts, mass peer emails, or posts of their findings on social media, the spread of these discoveries often took years for a publication to disseminate throughout the powerful capitals which fostered the Age of Enlightenment. As such, it was quite common for multiple observers to happen upon the same fuzzy patch of sky and note their unique personal discovery. Essentially an informal and independent peer review, many of the nebula, galaxies, comets, and even planets that we are so familiar with today were found in this manner. The Sombrero Galaxy is one such amazing find that you can also discover as a modern backyard astronomer. Scientifically cataloged as Messier Object 104, or M104, it was independently discovered by no less than three separate astronomers between 1781 and 1784. Charles Messier himself noted and dismissed the Sombrero Galaxy, as he quickly discerned it was not a comet like those he was actively searching for. Viewed from Earth, this galaxy is seen edge-on, and its full breadth of approximately 100,000 light-years is observed as a thin strip of light. Compared to a face-on galaxy, whereas the stars are spread across a much larger swath of space, edge-on galaxies appear brighter and are often easier for the amateur astronomer to locate. With a 100mm or 4-inch telescope, one can pick out this illuminated belt separate from the surrounding stars. 11.5 degrees west of the bright blue giant star Spica, and 5.5 degrees northeast of Eta Corvi, it is situated in the space between the hand of Virgo and the wing of Corvus. Take advantage of the May 8th new moon for extra dark skies, and look to the south-southeast in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have a telescope in the 8-inch range, you will begin to discern the galactic center bulging around the supermassive black hole that gravitationally binds the galaxy. It is this dense, bright nucleus, resembling the crown of a hat, from which the name is derived. 10-inch and larger scopes, with optimal viewing conditions, will also discern the dust lane, a dark swath of dispersed material that encircles the galaxy. This strip of darkness is mostly composed of molecular hydrogen and primordial dust, and infrared astronomy has revealed it is the primary nursery for the birth of new stars around the circumference of the Sombrero Galaxy. It is by studying these stellar-generating regions that we can begin to understand the process by which our own sun and solar system were formed, and our place within the Milky Way galaxy and the universe. You don't have to be a professional astronomer or have fancy equipment to see fantastic objects in the night sky. You just have to know where to look. Join us next month to learn more about your binoculars, telescope, and the sky, and follow the Northern Arizona Astronomical Consortium at facebook.com/NAZAstro. From the Manzanita Insurance and Accounting Studios in Prescott Valley, Arizona, I am Adam England, the Backyard Astronomer.